This morning on Wake Up With Hope, we have an uplifting message and song and a little talk on that popular yet complicated four-letter word.
L-O-V-E.
Stay with us.
Good morning and happy Tuesday, and welcome to the 333rd day of the year.
Wow. Oh,
wow, that means we have 32 days left until the end of 2022. How will your year close?
Whew, I can't believe the year has gone so fast. But you know what? When you ask the question, how will your year close? We hope and pray that your year closes with a heart full of hope. Found in Jesus.
Yes.
Thank you so much for being here this morning, friends.
Well, it's no secret that today is Giving Tuesday.
Okay.
What a wonderful way to remind ourselves to promote charity and generosity. Mm-hmm. After we're done our shopping on Black Friday and Cyber Monday, Giving Tuesday is a special day to give back to the world. And so we hope you find a worthy cause today and go and give to it. You can volunteer time, donate money, mm-hmm. host a fundraiser, or do any charitable action.
It's very nice. And as you give yourself today, remember there is one who gave his all for you and me, Christ Jesus our Lord. What a blessing, friends, to be called his own. And we want to enjoy that blessing together today. And so that's why we're so happy to be with you this morning.
So as we continue, let's begin by taking a look back at this day in history.
On this day in history, in 1952, newly elected Dwight D. Eisenhower goes to Korea to see whether he can find the key to ending the bitter and frustrating Korean War, making good on his dramatic presidential campaign promise. During his presidential campaign, Eisenhower criticized President Truman's administration for how they handled the war. So much so that Eisenhower pledged that if he won the election, he would personally go to Korea to see the situation firsthand and bring it to an end. And indeed, he did.
Did you know that Jesus took it a step further? Not only did he come to see our dying world, he lived in it. He stayed for a good while. He interacted with people. He mingled with the sick, the lowly, the downcast, and the outcast. Jesus showed love, pure love, unconditional love, a love that simply cannot be denied. You know, he threw himself in the middle of the battlefield, and he overcame. He showed us that as we walk with him, it can be done. We can have victory. And as he hung on the cross, it wasn't the end. Instead, it was his act of ultimate love and his revelation to the world that he came to personally face this war on earth to win. And win he did.
Amen. Praise God for that, friends. Well, L-O-V-E spells love.
That's right.
And did you know that there's something special about the V mm-hmm. in love?
Yes, it is. And we're going to find out in our next segment that V can teach us quite a bit about parenting. Mm. The Parenting Place now joins us to explain what we mean.
Hey, what's that?
Love.
No, I mean in the middle, that thing there.
It's the V of love.
It's broken.
No, it's just hinged. See?
Well, what does it do?
It keeps kids safe and helps them learn.
What, that thing?
Well, not this, but it stands for something that you do at home. You see, the sides of the V represent the rules you set for your kids to keep them safe.
Yeah, I'm not with you, bro.
Hold on. You'll get it. Now, see how the V widens out as the child gets older? Down the bottom there, when kids are babies, the rules are pretty tight. They can't go outside to play.
Because they're just babies.
That's right. But as they get older, they can play outside on the back lawn.
And as they get older?
They can play with their mates on the street and then ride their bikes to the shops.
Toys to get me a feed.
Well, whatever. And before long, they can go off to Wellington to university.
Or off fishing to catch some kite.
Yeah, yeah. The trick is to watch out to see how mature they are and not open the V up too quickly.
Yeah. Nah, what do you mean?
Well, jellyfish parents do this. They give their kids too much freedom too soon. They let their little kids wander around town without knowing where they are, or they go on the internet without any limits, and it's just way too dangerous.
Now, you've got to keep the V good and tight, hey? You know, it keeps them safe.
Yeah, no, not too tight. That's what Sergeant Major parents do. They treat their 8-year-olds like 5-year-olds. And they have rules for their 12-year-old that would be too tight even for a 9-year-old.
What happened?
Well, sometimes the kids just knuckle under and behave, but sometimes they sneak out of the V and do the things that you don't want them to do, but now they're doing it without you knowing about it. So they're going outside of your protection. The kids of a sergeant major's often learn to be sneaky. They look like angels while getting away with murder.
Carpe. So how quick do you actually open this V up?
Well, it could be different for every child. Some kids are more mature and can have more freedom, and others need rules for a bit longer.
Yeah, I can use that. Set some rules, that's the way I reckon.
Just remember, it's the V of love. If you're thinking about rules, just think of it as a way to show your love and to keep them safe, not just as a way to spoil their fun.
Bro, I wouldn't do that. Well, not much anyway. Yeah, okay, got it.
Do you need a fresh start? Feel like you don't know quite where your life is headed? Are you longing for peace? I invite you to accept the peace and rest that Jesus offers. Give him your heart today, friends. Right now, Jacqueline Jewell sings a beautiful song, Give Him Your Heart. We invite you to meditate on this inspiring song and enjoy watching the serene and peaceful landscape of Iceland. Amen. Thank you, Jacqueline. That was beautiful.
Amen.
Well, we have to take a short break now, but when we return, we will be praying with the Let's Pray team.
And if you're enjoying today's program, share with a friend or visit our website at hopetv.org/wakeup to see more. And search for us on our YouTube channel. Check it out and keep up with us. Welcome back to Wake Up with Hope. Thank you for staying with us.
Here's a question for you to think about today. What would happen if you didn't eat? You would eventually die, right? And the same goes for our spiritual life. If we don't spend time in prayer and in the Word of God, our spiritual life will eventually turn to naught.
But not to worry. We've got you covered right now. The Let's Pray team is joining us now to lead us in a special season of prayer.
Hello, hello. Well, it is time for prayer. I hope that you have had an opportunity to spend time with Jesus today, but if not, let's do it together. I don't know if it is a good morning, good afternoon, or good evening for you, but I pray that you are indeed waking up with hope. There's been a lot going on around our world, as usual, but I'd like to take a second to pray over the areas of conflict, as well as those dealing with the loss and struggle from the recent storms, Fiona and Ian, and then, of course, anybody else who is just really going through something difficult right now. So let's pray. Heavenly Father, I thank you for another opportunity to pray. You did not have to give us a line of communication, but Lord, you did. And so, Father, I know that I'm not the only one in this community who is grateful to have an opportunity to speak to our Most High King, to our Savior who is closer than a brother. And Jesus, many people need that right now. We need you, Lord. We thank you, Jesus, that in Psalm 9:9 it says, the Lord is a refuge for the oppressed, a stronghold in times of trouble. Heavenly Father, that in Psalm 18, the Lord is my rock and my fortress, my deliverer. My God is my rock in whom I take refuge. He's my shield and the horn of my salvation, my stronghold. How comforting it is to know, Heavenly Father, that you are there, that you're not only our friend, but you are our fortress, that you're not just our Savior, but you are our conquering King. Lord, not only do we need your comfort and your mercy during these times, Heavenly Father, but we need, Father, your power, your provision, Heavenly Father, and we need you to make a way in areas where it looks like there is no way. For the Ukraine and for Russia, Heavenly Father, for any other areas of conflict around our world, those dealing with loss of life, of property, Father, dealing with delay, Father, being heartsick because of a change in pattern or path that was traumatic and unexpected, Heavenly Father, from these storms, Jesus. Whatever the circumstances are, loss of finances, Jesus, I pray that in every way, shape, and form, you make something beautiful, that you waste nothing. I know this, Father. I praise you on behalf of these people. Father, that you waste nothing, that you are so able, Father, even when we cannot quite see through our circumstances, we cannot see through what seems to be a very dark time, Heavenly Father. Lord, we know that regardless of what our eyes see, that you are good, that you are the light, that you are the way, that you are the truth, and that your goodness and your mercy never fail, that you will never leave us and or forsake us, and that instead of shame, we receive a double portion. Instead of disgrace, we will rejoice in our inheritance, Heavenly Father, that instead of a spirit of despair, you will give us a garment of praise, the oil of joy instead of mourning, and Father, a crown of beauty instead of ashes. Father, you are the safe place for us to run to, and so we do so now on behalf of our own circumstances and those we love, on behalf of the body of Christ and those who do not even know you yet, Father, all around this world. Jesus, we're looking to you. We need you, and we know, Father, that you are a safe place to desperately need, because, Father, you are capable, your grace is sufficient, and your mercy endures forever. Thank you for your love. Thank you for the way that you are answering these prayers. Thank you for the way, Lord, that you are already on the move on behalf of those in need. And Jesus, I thank you that you're the answer. In the name of Jesus, amen and amen. I pray that your day is encouraged in the name of Jesus. God bless you.
And amen. What a blessing that was. Well, we have to take a short break now, but Elizabeth Talbot will join us when we return and will be sharing an inspiring devotional message. Stay with us.
Welcome back to Wake Up with Hope, friends. We are so happy you decided to join us this morning.
It's now time for our devotional thought. Elizabeth Talbot from Jesus 101 is here to share a most encouraging message from the Word of God.
We continue with our series, Fear Not. And today's topic is Fear Not, God's Plan. And to get started, I want to show you a quilt. I have a friend, her name is Marcy, and she is what I call the master quilter. She is really amazing, and all of us have quilts that she has made, and she makes them with patterns and beautiful things, and sometimes she adds messages to them. And this is one that I like very much, and it was her first quilt. But if you see, it has beautiful patterns and all kinds of beautiful things. And I know a story that I want to start with about a quilt. There was a boy who was simply with his mother there while she was quilting, but he could only see the quilt from below. And it looked like a big mess, all kinds of threads and colors that didn't make a lot of sense. And he said to his mother, "Mother, what an ugly thing you're making." And she says, "Oh no, my child, only I can see it from above. My viewpoint over here that you cannot see. It's a beautiful pattern. So when I'm done, you can sit on my knees and see what I see." And that's what happened. When she was done, he came to see from her viewpoint, and it was a beautiful quilt, beautiful patterns, beautiful colors. And then the story said, this is the way our life is. Only God's viewpoint makes sense. From below, we say, it's not making a lot of sense. And all kinds of colors and threads and things that don't seem to match. But God says, trust me, I have a plan, and it only makes sense from my viewpoint. And someday you'll be with me and see what I see. Today we are talking about Fear Not, God's Plan, and we start in Luke chapter 1, where we find two characters that are going through things that were not their plan. The first one is a priest. His name is Zacharias, and he's old, and his wife is barren, and they couldn't have children. The other character is a young virgin. Her name is Mary. She's engaged to be married, and both of them get a message from God, an angelic announcement that says, fear not, because you're part of a plan that you were not expecting. The first one, Zacharias, is Luke 1, verse 13. The angel said to him, "Do not be afraid, Zacharias. Your petition has been heard, and your wife Elizabeth will bear you a son, and you will give him the name John. He would be a miracle baby, and he would be the forerunner of the Messiah." Of course, Zacharias never expected that. The other message was to Mary. The same angel came to Mary in verse 30 of the same chapter, Luke 1. The angel said to her, "Do not be afraid. Fear not, Mary, for you have found favor with God. And behold, you will conceive in your womb and bear a son, and you shall name his name Jesus." Of course, he would be the Messiah. And this conception would be supernatural because she was a virgin and it would be conceived of the Holy Spirit. Neither Zacharias nor Mary could have thought of or understood what God was doing. It was God's plan. It was only very beautiful from his viewpoint. It was not their timing. It was not their plan, but it was God's plan. And at one point when Mary realizes that she's so blessed to be the mother of the Messiah, even though she doesn't fully understand everything that's going to happen, she sings a song. And this is the first of four songs in the first two chapters of the Gospel of Luke. And in most of your Bibles, it has a title, the Magnificat. It starts on verse 46. And it says, "And Mary said, my soul exalts the Lord, and my spirit has rejoiced in God my Savior, for he has a regard for the humble state of his bond slave. For behold, from this time on, generations will count me blessed." So it starts saying, my soul exalts the Lord. And this word in Latin, that's why it says Magnificat, because it's the first word in Latin. I magnify the Lord. My soul exalts the Lord. But this song, it's actually based on another song of another lady that was really struggling with God's plan. And that is in 1 Samuel, 1,000 years before. Her name was Hannah, and she couldn't have children. And she really, really wanted a child and couldn't understand why God wouldn't give her a child. And on top of that, her husband had a second wife, and that second wife used to provoke her. We're in 1 Samuel chapter 1, verse 7. It happened year after year. As often as she went up to the house of the Lord, she would provoke her, this other wife. And so she wept and would not eat. And we're told in verse 10, she was greatly distressed and prayed to the Lord and wept bitterly. Oh, she wanted a child so much. But it wasn't happening. It wasn't within God's plan at that moment. It wasn't God's timing. One day she goes to the house of the Lord and she makes a vow. And that vow is in verse 11 at the end. If you give your maidservant a son, then I will give him to the Lord all the days of his life, and a razor shall never come on his head. She makes a vow that she will give the son to the Lord if the Lord would grant her a son. She's pouring out her soul, and Eli, who is there, thinks she's drunk. And he says, how long are you going to hold your wine? And she says, no, Lord, I am praying. I'm pouring out my soul. And then he felt bad and said, go in peace, verse 17, and may the God of Israel grant your petition that you have asked of him. And you know, she does conceive, and she has a son, and she names him Samuel. And she gives him back, and he will be with Eli most of his life. And that's when she sings the song that we call the Magnificat of the Old Testament. And it's 1 Samuel chapter 2, verse 1. Then Hannah prayed and said, my heart exalts in the Lord. My horn is exalted in the Lord. My mouth speaks boldly against my enemies because I rejoice in your salvation. This is what we call the Old Testament Magnificat, that Mary based her song on this other song that this woman had of thanksgiving when she was able to conceive. It's interesting because she could have never imagined that she would have a son, this woman, Hannah, who would be Prophet Samuel. And Prophet Samuel would anoint King David. And from King David would come the throne that would never end because Jesus would be a descendant of David. And he would die to save the human race. Of course, Hannah, there was no way she would have known all this because we don't understand all the threads in the quilt of our lives. Only God does. So imagine her. She finally had the baby she wanted. And that baby became Prophet Samuel, one of the most powerful prophets in the Old Testament. And Prophet Samuel brought his oil. I have anointing oil here that I brought from Israel and anointed King David as king. And then King David became the king after God's own heart, and his descendant, a Davidic king who would come, would have the throne forever, and that was Jesus, who would come and die so that we could be saved. There's no way Hannah would have known all this. And she didn't know that her song would become the song of Mary, the mother of the Messiah. The Lord has appointed times, appointed plans. So trust him in the quilt of life. His plan is always for salvation. His plan is always to redeem. So when you don't understand what he's doing, trust his plan and don't be afraid of his plan. We don't know the master plan, but we know the master planned it and we are included and we are saved because of his plan. Don't fear God's plan.
Thank you, Elizabeth, for making the Word of God so practical to our everyday life.
Amen. And friends, thank you for spending this morning with us. If you would like to learn more about our program, please visit us at hopetv.org/wakeup.
And please join us tomorrow morning. We'll be right here and we will have plenty of encouraging gems to share with you. So be sure not to miss it. And if you enjoyed today's devotional thought and would like to learn more about the Bible, visit hope.study and receive your free Bible study guides.
We hope you didn't miss that. Again, that's hope.study for your very own free Bible study guides. And please check out the website. We are sure you will be blessed.
You know, here at Wake Up with Hope, we are passionate about filling your life and the lives of all those who watch with the hope and peace that's found in Jesus.
Well, we have to go right now, but before we go, we want to leave you with today's Bible promise. It's found from Deuteronomy chapter 29, verse 9.
Carefully follow the terms of this covenant so that you may prosper in everything you do.
That's sure peace. That's Amen. A blessed assurance. And don't you want that, friends? You know, God promises that as we follow His ways, we can have this and more. What a promise.
Amen.
What a promise. Let's pray together. Dear Father in heaven, today, Lord, we are standing on Your promise. We claim it. You're faithful. You cannot lie, Lord. And You told us that when we seek You, we will find You. When we trust in You, we can know that You're going to carry us through any challenge, any trial, any circumstance that we face. We do not face it alone. Thank You so much that You're with us here today. Thank You for the hope that we have in Christ as we begin this day. In Jesus' name, amen.